Blog Talk Radio.
We are in the midst of a new wave in the GWA. Welcome, everybody, to GWA Uncut for Season 26, Week 10. My name is Magic Ref Mark Green, and I am a Hall of Famer. And, yes, we are live on the air. Call us up. The number to call is 646-668-2874. That's 646-668-2874. We're not going to waste any time. We can go right to the phones right now. Caller, you're live on Uncut. Who's this?
One half of the dominant tag team, the Hated.
Yes, this is Doom Train live on the air. And Doom Train, you elicit quite the reaction from IGW. I don't think they like you too much, as you can hear right there. But you are one half of the World Tag Team Champions, as well as the international champion. And how apropos for you to be on the phone here tonight, because a little bit later on we are going to draw four random teams to find out who will have a chance to take on you and Brewer for those World Tag Team titles.
I don't care who it is, bring them on, because me and Brewer, we are the most dominant tag team to ever step foot in the GWA.
I don't know what these teams are getting themselves into. I mean, they're not even teams at this point. They're just eight individual wrestlers who signed up for this unique opportunity. I guess we're calling it the Random Tandem. We're going to find out. Maybe, who knows, maybe one of these two teams will just end up clicking. You never know. Somehow you and Brewer clicked, and that was not to be expected. And, you know, you call yourself the Hated because both of you are hated, you know, most hated wrestlers of the year and all that. But I have a feeling you kind of hate each other deep down. Is that true?
No, we put all that aside. See, it all becomes business at one point. Hatred, see, it runs deep. But, see, mutual respect runs a long way. And that's exactly, me and Brew had our wars. Look at the past wars we've had. We've took each other to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
He's beat me, I beat him. That
revelation made sense.
And I beat him both times there. But, see,
well,
after
there
that,
you couldn't help it. You couldn't resist. You had to get that shot in. That's what I'm saying. I think it's,
but see,
if it's not a hated relationship, there is that ego that, in my mind, creates tension in that tag team.
But every tag team has an ego, as you say. Every tag team, look at the Brotherhood, for say. Every single one of them has an ego. Especially John E. has the biggest ego there is. And then you have Leo. All he wants is gold.
True.
Every,
I don't get the sense that Johnny Gravely and Mike Leo like each other very much either. And I kind of always felt that way. But on that point, Doom Train, I think this is a good segue because I want to get right into the Sunday Showcase results, starting with perhaps the biggest showcase match of the season thus far. And it would be for the GWA World title. And this would be a lumberjack match. So we would get to see which of these two individuals had more support around the ring. I mean, that's really the interesting dynamic in my mind. Of course, Brewer, the challenger in this one, was in a match back on Spotlight previous to this, and he escaped. He retreated because he was losing the match, and he didn't want to be pinned right before his world title shot. I don't blame him, but that
he
wouldn't be
cheating.
An option. In this one. He retreated.
Yeah, because she was cheating.
She was cheating.
She was cheating.
You're referring to the match between Veronica Moon and Brewer, where Veronica was kicking his head. How was she cheating, Doom Train?
Man, she obviously had some of her ass as her boobs or her ass or something. She was mesmerized. Couldn't even do anything.
Well, look, I think Brewer was definitely caught off guard. Nonetheless, in this championship match on Sunday with Johnny Gravely, he knew exactly what he was getting himself into, and I would argue he was more prepared, perhaps, than Johnny Gravely, our world champion, was. Brewer representing the Firestarters, yes, Gravely representing the Brotherhood, and these two factions are really coming to blows now, and this is one of these matches between them. But aside from Gravely having the Brotherhood at ringside and Brewer, yes, having the Firestarters, Brewer seemed to have more support than Gravely did. I mean, even unlikely support in Max Rex and Dylan Black. Gravely couldn't get anyone to help him out outside the ring. aside from the Brotherhood. And since you're on the phone, you're Doom Train, I want to ask you about this. Max Rex, your pick your poison opponent, Dylan Black, these guys are the last two guys I think I would have expected to help Brewer in this match.
See, both of them guys know what's best for the GWA. And right now, that is for the Firestarters, the Hated have all the gold. See, Dylan Black, I beat him up so badly, he took me to war, but I beat him up so badly, he didn't know what hit him. The biggest match of his career thus far was going against me for my title. But yet again, he came a little short.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every other match.
So why did he help
Max Rex,
you and Brewer out on Showcase?
See, Max Rex just got a little smart. Maybe he's trying to play a little mind games with me, but he's not going to get in my mind. Remember who I am.
I don't know how that – look, I'm kind of dumbfounded at this because, in case you didn't know, the result of this match, Brewer does defeat Johnny Gravely and become the eight-time GWA World Champion, never before in history. And as Doom Train just alluded to, now, for the first time in history, we've got two individuals who hold all the titles. Brewer, your World Champion, Doom Train, your International Champion, Brewer and Doom Train collectively as the Hated, your World Tag Team Champions. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we were saying the Firestarters were gone, forever, done. It was a new day. The Brotherhood was taken over. We had the Convicts. No more Firestarters. Now, I can't believe I'm saying this. The Firestarters are stronger than they've ever been in history. And it's really the Hated, if you want to be real. And just like that, by the way, if you take a look at the rankings, the Firestarters, number one with the bullet once again, after being wiped off the rankings a couple of weeks back. I mean, this is unreal. The Brotherhood needs to get it together just for the sake of competition. Everyone else, not just the Brotherhood, but let's get some real competition because the Firestarters are about to run away with the season again. Greatest faction in the history of the company, begrudgingly, I would say yes at this point. I say they're better than the Ring Syndicate, who dominated years ago. But let's get some competition for these guys. I mean, really. So, Brewer is your champion. Go ahead, Doom. I'll give you the last word on this.
Me and Brewer came up to an agreement at the end of last season. He got ripped off. I got my title stolen from me. So we came up with an agreement. Let's run this place. And guess what? We did it.
Well, 10 weeks into the season, you guys certainly on top of the mountain. But moving on Sunday Showcase, Ashley, myself, Mr. Magic Graph Mark Green, would once again remind folks, reiterate it was Darkside who was pinned by Mike Leo at Thunderdome. I really didn't like that because I was telling everybody that Darkside would put Mike Leo in his place. Well, that didn't quite happen, and we've been trying to motivate Darkside and say, listen, you got to get yourself together. You got to find your focus. You're a former world champion. Where's your focus? You know, we're in the midst of a new wave right now, a new crop of talent coming in. Guys like Dylan Black are ready and able to take your spot if you let them. So I said, you know what, Darkside, let's find out what happens when Dylan Black goes one-on-one with Mike Leo, because you failed to pin Mike Leo at Thunderdome. Let's see what the rookie can do. Well, this would be a crazy match. I got a little too close to the action in this one because on an attempted neckbreaker attempt by Mike Leo, I think was not aiming for me, but who can be sure? He took out Dylan Black, but he also took me out on the flip neckbreaker. And that would just lead the way to all hell really breaking loose. You saw Testimony of Truth now attempting to interfere on Dylan Black's behalf, and I guess this was because it was Dylan Black who just, in that world title match, helped the Firestarters, maybe some kind of unholy alliance forming there. Well, that didn't work out because Testimony of Truth, while I was down, accidentally hit his own man, Dylan Black. And then Carito, who we know has an issue with Testimony of Truth, Carito of the Brotherhood, came out. He kicked a chair into Dylan's face. All this is happening. I finally make it to my feet. Mike Leo, yes, does pin Dylan Black after all this. I mean, he took it from three different guys. And Now you see Leo shaking Dylan Black's hand, showing him respect, and that's reciprocated. So what's this unholy alliance now between the Firestarters and Dylan Black? I guess it's short-lived, considering you got Mike Leo and Dylan Black showing each other love. And Dylan, in fact, would confirm this later on GWA Facebook, that was the wrong move for him. After being betrayed by his friend Zane Bell previously, he thought he needed to turn to somebody for that, to watch his back, to be there for him. Why not the Firestarters? Well, it just kind of blew up, and I think that alliance ended up being very short-lived. Where does Dylan Black go from here? I don't know, but I am looking forward to seeing him eventually collide with Darkseid. And look, I think Dylan is the future. You know, he didn't get the job done on this night. I think he learned his lesson, but before long, he's going to be there. In fact, you know, we'll get the spotlight, and we'll know exactly what we mean by that. But Dylan Black is the future, and guys like Darkseid were the future. They need to get themselves together if they don't want these new guys to knock them off. Well, next on Showcase, we would see Carrito make his challenge to Testimony of Truth. He said, why don't you pick a partner, find one of your friends, meet me and my partner in the ring on Spotlight? Well, Testimony would respond by saying, you know what, I don't want this tag team stuff you're proposing. What are you doing? You're wasting time. Just sign my weapons match contract for Pick Your Poison. So, Doom, while you're on the phone, I'm going to ask you, why do you think Carrito hasn't signed Testimony of Truth's weapons match contract? Is he trying to get in his head? Is he going to propose his own match? Does he just not want this match? What do you think could be going through Carrito's mind? I mean, I know you've had your experience with the insane man named Carrito.
Right now, I think he's just a little scared puppy. He wouldn't be scared of us Firestarters. He don't have what it takes to take on the Firestarters in a weapons match.
Wow.
See, Testimony, he was more when we added him to the Firestarters. He made the best move that he can do. Now, Carrito wants to beef with us. Well, you know, I've had experiences with him. Yeah, he beat me in the first ever Asylum match and
That's right. Whatever.
I had a bad day.
One of the few to beat you last season.
See, Carrito is not the Carrito that was last season. I think he's scared. I think he's just trying to be a little puppy dog in a big world that he can't hang with the top dogs here in the GWA.
Well, Carrito has defeated Testimony of Truth in the past, and this would be a good Firestarters versus Brotherhood match. I mean, I dig it. I don't see why Carrito would not take this match. You know, your theory, of course, is that he's scared. I don't quite see it that way, but then again, I don't have another theory. Maybe Carrillo's going to come back with his own crazy match. Who knows? But nonetheless, this tag team situation did not occur, I guess necessitating this random drawing we're going to be holding in a few minutes here because it didn't materialize the way that Carrito certainly wanted it to this past week. But next on Showcase, we would see Darkseid calling out Dylan Black. Yes, he had an opponent, and the new wave would continue because it would be a new debuting star to take on Darkseid. And according to Darkseid, this individual was somebody that he himself trained, and he accused Dylan Black of bringing in this guy just to spite him, that this is something that Dylan is doing. It's all part of his scheme, I guess. He referred to him as more rookie trash. Well, it would be Darkseid defeating the newcomer Blitz by submission, but Blitz looking impressive. I mean, he's got talent. He's fundamentally sound, and I really would like to see what he can offer here in the GWA because, look, we are in the midst of this new wave. We have all this new and exciting talent coming in all at once. Dylan Black, Zane Bell, Rob Wyatt, Blitz. There's a newcomer that we're going to get to in a little bit here. So let's see what Blitz can do. I hope he sticks around and he kind of finds his groove here. But on Sunday Showcase, it will be Darkseid defeating, I guess, his former student. But moving on here, Max Rex would be the topic of conversation. And we talked about this just on the show a few minutes ago. But you yourself, Doom Train, said that Max Rex helped Brewer and the Firestarters in that lumberjack match because he, quote, wasn't as dumb as people thought he was. But you said you would still destroy him in a street fight at Pick Your Poison. And I guess this situation would develop as Showcase and Spotlight would go on. So why don't we get to that? Because in our main event on Showcase, it would be a non-title match between you and the rookie Zane Bell. And yes, you would get the pinfall, really turning Zane Bell into a pancake. It wasn't really a pretty sight the way you came off that top rope and squashed him. I got a first-hand look at that. I know you thoroughly enjoyed that. I guess Zane Bell would not be receiving an international title match anytime soon, but we would then see Max Rex come in, look like he was going to attack you, but instead he tried to shake your hand, and you kind of brushed him off a little bit. But while this was happening, Zane Bell was getting up struggling, and you saw Dexter Point of the Brotherhood offering him assistance, and it was not accepted. Zane Bell, the true native, would stand up, clutch his ribs, and walk past him, really kind of brush him on his shoulder and in a slightly disrespectful manner, I think. So there you have it. I mean, kind of a lot going on at once. This is Pick Your Poison season when we say the inmates run the asylum, and that's what we're seeing. I'm sure, Doom, you'll comment a little bit on the Max Rex situation there. And also, I want to get your thoughts on what you make of Dexter Point offering to help Thane and the help not being accepted by the rookie.
Well, see, Thane, the true native, quote-unquote, what he's trying to put himself over, see, I taught him a lesson for calling me out. No one calls me out and gets away with it, first of all. Second of all, there, with Dexter Point trying to help him, the kid is still yellow. He's stupid enough. See, I don't like Dexter myself, just because he's part of the so-called Brotherhood. But see, when a veteran offers you help, you take it. You don't challenge him, because you're just going to get beat, just like he did. And I enjoyed every minute of what I did to him.
Some people call that a little bit of a mismatch between you and Zane Bell. Of course, you are a legend in the GWA, a Hall of Famer, a bona fide Hall of Famer here. Zane Bell is a rookie. He certainly has a lot of potential, but this is one of his first matches in a company going against a dominant competitor like yourself. Do you think it was a fair match?
Of course not. But see, he wanted to run his little mouth, calling me out because what I did to his ex-buddy, whatever you want to call him, Dylan Black. He wanted to call me out. I wanted to prove him. I wanted to prove a point for every move I did. As hard-hitting as I am, 400-pounders should not go up on top ropes and do frog splashes.
That's right. That's right. And we have to reinforce that ring every time you come out there for that.
I do it to put the pain on each and every one of my opponents because I get a thrive. I get energy every time I hurt somebody. So,
well, the match of the night on the Showcase was Mike Leo versus Doom Black. Thank you for explaining that, Doom Train. Yes, fascinating times indeed here in the GWA. Once again, we are live on Uncut. The number to call is 646-668-2874. We're going to go to the phones right now. You're live on Uncut. Who is this?
This is Dexter Point.
This is Dexter Point. Perfect timing, Dexter. And you know what? Our audience has a different reaction to you, I believe. See? They thoroughly enjoy your appearance here on Uncut. So, Dexter Point, we were just talking about the conclusion of Sunday Showcase when you tried to help the true native Zane Bell, and he didn't really take your help. Do you care to comment on that situation? Why were you there, and what's his deal?
Look, if anybody knows the Firestarters inside and out, it's Dexter Point. I tried to give that kid a leg up by offering the security of knowing that there's people out there who do not stand for what the Firestarters stand for. But then he comes out and says that compassion has no place in wrestling. And I don't buy that, not for one second. And then he stands there and says that not only does compassion have no place in wrestling, but that Dexter Point is old news. That Dexter Point is somehow inferior to the Thane Bells of tomorrow. I have something to tell Thane. Not only am I upset by that comment, I have so many accolades to my name. While he was working bingo halls, I'm here to help sell pay-per-views. I'm main eventing pay-per-views. I have literally two matches as match of the year, as voted by my peers, tied. He's got a long way to go. I'm sorry for knowing what the Firestarters do to people. I'm sorry for trying to help him try to get a leg up in this business. But if he thinks that I'm going to back down because I'm on some kind of imaginary list, he has another thing coming.
Wow. So I guess he probably should have accepted your help. Yeah, Thane Bell does have an attitude. I'll be the first to admit that. Maybe it'll serve him well here. You know, we've seen competitors win championships once they changed their attitude and, got into that groove where they were really able to find their focus. Maybe Thane has that. My concern with him, I think, Dexter, you kind of touched on this, is that he's a little too cocky for the stage of his career. I mean, he challenged Doom Train prematurely, and we saw what happens when you do that. So, yes, the attitude is good to an extent. You want to have that confidence, that swagger about you. You want to think you're the best. You want to believe in yourself. Absolutely. But you need to be careful. There's a fine line between confidence and cockiness, and I think they might be stepping a little over that line. So maybe, Dexter, maybe you'll fight some humbleness, if you will, into Thane Bell.
I appreciate Thane Bell's enthusiasm. The kid has talent. Nobody can argue that. But when it comes down to challenging big-name performers, like let even say Doom Train, who's on the wrong side of history being in the Firestarters, or even someone like Mike Leo, who he felt the pin count last Tuesday, and then you're talking about me, Dexter Point, who has all these accolades, who has the recognition of the locker room, who has the recognition of the fans, who goes out there and puts out a product that nobody else puts out. You're stepping over the line. Thane Bell right now means nothing to this business. I'm sorry to say that. I love the kid. I love his work. But he does not represent the GWA currently. And you know what? I'm going to challenge Thane Bell right now to a wrestling match at Peter Poison.
There you have it. Exclusive challenge. I'm taking note of this one. Dexter Point is challenging Thane Bell to a wrestling match at Pick Your Poison. Now, what does that mean, Dexter, a wrestling match? I mean, we're seeing these challenges and these matches being made, street fights, no DQ, weapons, and all these. What's a wrestling match? Is it just
a regular
match like we see every week on Spotlight and Showcase? Or is it amateur?
Exactly.
You're putting on headgear and singlets? I mean, what's going on here?
It's a one-on-one contest. First pinfall wins. First pinfall for submission wins it. We will prove at Pick Your Poison who can put on a better show. And I can guarantee you right now it's Dexter Point.
Okay. Hey, I want to see that. I'm down. We'll see what Thane Bell has to say about this one. I don't have a feeling he's not going to back down, given what we know about Thane Bell thus far. Hey, Dexter, imagine you and Thane Bell end up tag team partners in this drawing we're about to do. I mean, that would be something.
Admittedly, that would be one of the most awkward scenarios we have going right now. I would much rather see Mike Leo, who is a late entrant into this lethal lottery.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know the kid can work. So if we do get into a match, I know I can guide him. I can use my veteran experience. I can help him get to the goal that we both need to be at.
Well, why don't we go ahead and do this drawing live and uncut? This is the first time we're ever doing something like this. Not just doing it, but to do it live and uncut. So let's see. We got 8 wrestlers who signed up for this, and we're going to randomly pick teams and randomly pair them up against other randomly picked teams. Of course, the winner of this crazy tournament gets a shot at the Hated and the World Tag Team title. Doom Train, are you still on the phone?
Oh, I'm always on the phone.
All right, so you're going to want to hear this too. I'm a little nervous right now. I got to say, we're gonna do this
I'm
right
hoping,
now.
I'm hoping Dexter and whoever partner he gets makes it to the finals.
I appreciate that, Doom. I really do. You know I respect you in the ring. I hope you respect me in the ring. But when it comes down to type
everything,
of
time, I respect you as a person, as a wrestler, but the decision of the brotherhood, you know, I can't respect that. Oh, I'm a fire starter. I want at least to get my hands on the brotherhood in this tournament. So that one of them at least make it to the finals. And let's settle.
We have Dexter Point and Mike Leo in this. We also have some rookies in here as well as some veterans. So a healthy mix, really, of talent in the tournament. Hey, why don't we do this? Here we go. The first team to be randomly selected is, here we go, Zane Bell. And he's going to team with?
Let it be Black.
It's going to be Darkseid.
Ooh.
Oof.
Darkseid saying he goes alone. Well, he's going to have to find a way to team up with Zane Bell in this tournament. What do you guys make of that pairing right there?
I don't think he's going to last.
That's an interesting selection right there. They're both very technical wrestlers, and they're both very much loners. So we'll see if they can even get on the same page to make a tag match work.
I think Zane has too much of an ego to even work with anybody. So I'm thinking I see a backstab shortly for Darkseid.
All right, let's find out who their opponents are. It's going to be a tournament. You got to win 2 matches to advance to meet the Hated. So your first round opponent, of course, also randomly chosen, and we're going to find out who Darkseid and Zane Bell will meet in that first round right now. So there are 6 wrestlers remaining, and we're going to find out which of the 6 will enter that next team. And the next wrestler chosen will be Max Rex. Okay. Who's Max Rex going to team with? Max Rex's partner. Wow. It's a rookie. The Beast, Rob Wyatt.
Okay, I can see that happening.
Interesting combination, if I have to say it. Rob Wyatt is a loose cannon. Again, that's going to be tough for them to get on the same page. I want to see more of Rob Wyatt before I make a comment on this one. But Max
right.
Rex is a serious competitor, so I know what he brings to the ring.
So, yeah, Darkseid and Zane Bell versus Max Rex and Rob Wyatt. I mean, you can't get more random than that. It's a hard one to read. I really couldn't even begin to predict who's going to win.
The people who talk to each other the most will probably win that match. The people who can put aside their personal differences, who can put aside the petty squabbles, who really want tag team gold will win that match.
It pains me to say the the winner of that match will be Max Rex and the Rookie.
Why do you say that?
I don't think Thane can keep his ego down enough to tag with anybody. I think he's going to try to hog that match, and then Darkside tries to get in, and Darkside's going to get pissed enough, he's just going to walk out.
That very well can happen. Yeah. Darkside and Thane Bell, it's, you know, it, now that you mentioned that Doom Train, they may have a harder time coexisting than the opposition.
They're both two big egos. Good luck. That's all I got to say to them.
I can really see
that. Well, why don't we find out?
Darkside,
go ahead, Dexter.
Has really made a point about being the it guy, and so is Thane Bell. So who can put their ego aside enough to actually work together? And Max Rex has a pedigree, which I think Rob Wyatt will fall to, in opposed to Darkside and Thane Bell, who have something to prove.
See, Thane's been talking about wanting gold. This is his chance. Put the ego aside, kid. Maybe you can have a shot at the hated.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need names for these teams, although I have a feeling many of them won't last more than one match. But it'll be interesting to come up with some interesting names for these teams. So why don't we get the other side of the bracket figured out now. We have four wrestlers chosen and four remaining. How are they going to match up here? The next wrestler chosen is another rookie, and it's Blitz. We only saw Blitz in one match, allegedly trained by Darkside. He was defeated by Darkside, but as we mentioned, technically proficient. He knows what he's doing in the ring. He wisely tapped out before he could be injured. That might be the first time. In fact, I'm pretty confident that's the first time a rookie in his debut tapped out prior to being injured. I mean, this guy knows that he needs to save himself. He needs to live to fight another day. He's not going out there like some wide-eyed new kid who's you know, I'm never going to quit even if it kills me. He is smart, you know, from what I've seen.
I made a living on
that
saying. I made that saying when I first walked in.
Which saying was that, Doom Train?
Never give up. Keep pushing yourself. The kid shows some potential, but he needs to get into it and have some faith in himself to get out of stuff. Maybe I might have to take somebody under my wing and show him a thing or two.
Well, Blitz's tag team partner in this tournament is not a rookie. In fact, he's a Hall of Famer. It's going to be Mike Leo teaming with Blitz.
Wow. Wow, that's going to be interesting.
We all know Mike Leo's drive to get all the gold, and that's something that will never be topped in this business.
Yeah, but too much of an ego, too much hunger can lead to a bad thing.
Yeah, but with someone like Blitz, who has already taken the advice of a veteran like Darkside, I think that works to their advantage. I think they're a tough team to beat. They might even
be a tough team. But like I said, good luck to everybody. You're going to need it.
Well, now we know there are only two names left, and that means that Blitz and Mike Leo will take on what has to be now the favorite team in this entire tournament, if you ask me, because they're going to be facing C.J. Boucher and Dexter Point as a team.
I can't tell you how happy I am to hear those words. Magic Ref Mark Green.
That's unbelievable.
See, me and C.J. have a history, but I think that when we get on the same page, we're going to light it up.
I agree. You too. Let's not forget, you main evented Revelation against each other, and then you went into Thunderdome on the same team, and you won at Thunderdome. So, a rich history and a history of being on the same side. You were also part of the Fallen Angels at one point with C.J. Boucher. So, I mean, certainly you and your partner, Dexter, know each other better than any other partners in this. You've got the most combined experience in this tournament. You've got to be considered the favorites.
It's
both
close.
Former World Tag Team champions.
It's very close. Like I said, Mike Leo is a talented competitor who has been through every single title gauntlet that the GWA has offered. And he's always managed to come out with the title. He has amazing tag team experience. But on the other coin, so do me and CJ Boucher. Not only am I a two-time tag team champion, but CJ Boucher has been known to work with each one of his partners.
That's right. CJ Boucher is a very accomplished tag team wrestler in his own right.
And he's also known as a choke artist.
Maybe in the world title scene, but every other title scene he's been a part of, CJ Boucher has pulled impressive, impressive results.
He might be impressive. I'm hoping you guys can pull it off, and then we'll really see who is the better team.
Let's not forget it was CJ Boucher and Jeff Johnson earlier this season who made it to the finals of the World Tag Team Title Tournament. So, CJ Boucher enjoying recent tag team success in the GWA.
And he
I have to think that they're the favorites, Boucher and Dexter.
See, we went against Johnson a couple times. We went against Boucher a couple times. And we keep knocking them down. So, whoever wins this tournament...
Me and CJ are on another level. We have the chemistry to actually achieve something nobody else can do. I'll give you credit. You two are two of the most dominant performers we have in the business today. But those same two also failed to win their matches tonight at Tuesday Night Spotlight. You guys are beatable.
Man, they cheated.
And I think I just believe me and CJ could do it.
The interesting facts of this tournament, as I'm looking at the brackets here, there is a rookie in three of the four matches. However, no rookies drew each other on the same team, so each rookie has a vet to team with. Of course, CJ and Dexter, the only team not to feature a rookie. So that's one interesting fact to take note of here. The other being, Dexter, in your first round match, you have to face a member of the Brotherhood, your own family. You're going to be across the ring from Mike Leo.
That's the only negative point I've heard about these bracket drawings. Me and Leo go way back. We were OG fire starters, so we know how it is. But at the end of the day, I think Mike Leo and me are going to put on a performance. But I still think, despite Mike Leo's accolades, despite Mike Leo being a Hall of Famer, that personally, I think I can out-wrestle him in a tag team match.
You know what? I'm looking forward to seeing that. And we have to give Mike Leo his props for being a great tag team wrestler in his own right. Of course, one half of the Dangerous Brothers, with the former Johnny Bulldog, now Johnny Gravely, the other member of the Brotherhood. Of course, let's even go back before that, Crimson Dragon, when he was part of Double Dragon. And the first team to defeat Zero Tolerance for the World Tag Team titles a number of seasons ago. So, yes, this man also a very accomplished tag team wrestler. Perhaps the most accomplished tag team wrestler in his own right in this tournament.
It's a scary thought. I'm not going to lie to you. Mike Leo has done everything this business has put in front of him. And that's the reason he's the leader of the Brotherhood. And I have tremendous respect for Mike Leo. But when it comes down to it, just like I told Dane Bell earlier tonight, Dexter Point is always going to put on the best match of the card, and he's always going to come on top when he really wants to come on top. And I want this shot at the Firestarter.
Well,
and he wants
we talked about
the
possibility of you teaming up with Dane Bell, Dexter. That didn't happen, but now there's a possibility that you can come face-to-face with Dane Bell in the finals of this randomly selected tournament. That will be something to see, and I hope he accepts your challenge to a wrestling match at Pick Your Poison.
We will see. So. Zane Bell's been talking a lot of stuff. He has this list that he's compiled of wrestlers he wants to take down one by one. So far, he's come short of that list. And I think in the tag tournament, he'll still come up short. Because like I said, even though me and CJ have a storied past, I trust in CJ's ability in the tag team arena.
Yeah, that's going to be quite the team. I mean, of all the teams, who knows what's going to happen, but that's the one that stands out to me as one that can last, right? One that can easily win the tournament, one that can defeat the Hated, and one that can hold on to the titles for the rest of the season, perhaps. I mean, CJ Boucher is extra point.
It's
a great team. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll give you credit, Doom. You do have a history of proving people wrong, and with you and Brewer together, you might be unstoppable. Though, as Dexter pointed out, that wasn't the case this past Tuesday at Spotlight. So let's get into that. Certainly an action-packed night on Spotlight, as we've seen lately, beginning with Mike Leo defeating the rookie Zane Bell. So Leo does get the win, score one for the Brotherhood. Next, we would see Testimony of Truth come out and tell the crowd he was tired of them booing him every place that he went. I mean, what does he expect, though? Does he think that they're going to like him? He's with the Firestarters, for crying out loud. And, you know, Testimony of Truth last season screwed us out of a legitimate international title match, tried to tarnish the legacy of that title. Then he aligned with the Firestarters. He was the captain of the team at Thunderdome that did win, to his credit. And Brewer said that he earned their respect, the former world champion in his own right, as I guess is a requirement to join that group. And so, yes, Testimony now finds himself with that group. Good for him if that's what he wants to do, but they're the most hated group in the world. So why would he expect anything different? The situation would really get out of hand as the show would progress. But, Doom, maybe you can speak on this. Testimony of Truth, okay, so he's a traveling preacher. Does he expect that people are just going to like him in spite of the company he keeps?
Testimony of Truth is a ticking time bomb. These fans, he's so used to these fans, these pathetic little beings cheering for him. And now, since he's with us, they want to boo him. They were never with Testimony. They never liked Testimony. If they liked any one of us, they would have cheered whether we're bad or good. But no, they want to go out and throw garbage in the ring and boo us and call us a bunch of names. We do what we want when we want to do it. That's what puts us away from anybody else.
All right.
It's hard
next
to argue that. It really is.
I mean, it is what it is, right? But you know what's going to happen. Testimony finding out what happens when he goes that route. Well, next we will see Veronica Moon. And we talked about this before. She defeated Brewer by countout the previous week on Spotlight. And yeah, you call her a cheater. I think I had a better view than you did. She wasn't cheating. She was kicking Brewer's ass. And in fact, she said herself that Brewer was afraid. He doesn't want to get his butt beat by a beautiful woman again. And he said that Veronica Moon said if it happened with the title on the line, she would defeat him if he wasn't such a coward and if he would allow the match to actually take place as it's supposed to. So Veronica Moon thinking that she has a shot at becoming the next world champion if she gets that one-on-one with Brewer. But on Spotlight this past week, she came up on the short end of the stick, losing to the Killer. So the Killer Bomb perhaps ending for now Veronica Moon's title chances. What are your thoughts on this?
Of course it did, because she couldn't cheat against the Killer. You know, she had everybody mesmerized because she's returned and had a nice little tight outfit on, and, you know, she was flaunting her tits and all this other stuff. Yeah, no, of course somebody's going to be mesmerized about that. Come on.
Well, this is a big win for the Killer. I mean, any way you slice it, the Killer just defeats the wrestler, Veronica Moon, who defeated the new world champion the week before.
I have to agree with Doom Train here. Veronica's got to set herself apart from every other woman in the competition. She is the biggest face we have right now. But at the same time, you can only get so far attracting males in the audience. You have to prove what you can prove in the ring. She came close, but a lot of people come close to beating Brewer. Only a few people actually get the chance to pin Brewer.
Right. And that's true also. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that Brewer was trying to stay in shape because he knew he had that lumberjack match coming up on Sunday. That was his only focus. I mean, he, in my opinion, was caught off guard by Veronica Moon. He didn't expect her to be as on point as she was, but that wasn't really a concern. Okay, so it didn't turn out the way Brewer might have thought, but his main focus was not getting hurt. So if he took the count out loss, so be it. But it did create that momentum for Veronica Moon. I would have liked to see her capitalize on that instead of losing, because now I don't know where she goes from here. I mean, I guess Dexter is right. She needs to get out there and win. And I don't know. I mean, you think that she's just relying on her assets, so to speak, as a female? Is that what it is? Is that she's just trying to get by on that?
Yeah, of course she does, because she got assets. So, you know, Brewer, being a gentleman, got distracted. That's all it was.
There's something here, because Brewer doesn't lose often. So I want to
exactly
get, you know,
my point.
I don't want to dismiss this as just a freak occurrence. I mean, she did defeat Brewer. That's something, right? Like, we shouldn't just dismiss that out of hand.
If she wants to be the person that she is now, have her meet me in that ring come this Sunday. And I will put her down like she is so used to on her back.
Where do you think Veronica Moon ranks? I hate to do this and compare women to each other, but since we're having this conversation, where does she rank compared to the other women stars that we've had in the GWA?
If we want to go to compare to someone like Faith Dunkerino, Veronica Moon is missing the key component of creating a presence in the ring. Now, compare Veronica Moon's match to the match she had against Dillon Black, and there's a key difference. Dillon Black didn't care that Brewer was walking up the ramp. He went after
right.
him and got him. Veronica
That's
Moon
a good point.
Wait.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes, but I think that's a really good point. And, yeah, and again, I think that exemplifies why Dillon Black is the future of the GWA. But not to take the shine off the Killer, because the Killer did pin Veronica, and he would again call out Apocalypsis. And, you know, we mentioned Testimony of Truth and Carito having that contract where one didn't sign and was still waiting to see if it's going to happen. It's a similar situation between the Killer and Apocalypsis. The Killer wanted Apocalypsis in a dumpster match. Fitting? Why? Because last season at Nuclear Winter, it was Mike Leo versus the Killer in a dumpster match. And what did we see? We saw Apocalypsis make his return by emerging from that dumpster and nailing the Killer, his former shadow stablemate, with a total apocalypse before putting him back in that dumpster and taking him out of the building. So the Killer wanting Apocalypsis one-on-one, wanting him in this dumpster match at Pick Your Poison, Apocalypsis not signing, I don't know. It seems like we haven't heard much from Apocalypsis lately, but the Killer said he wanted to fight somebody at Pick Your Poison. He didn't care who it was. And as soon as he said that, practically, Mike Leo would accept. So are we in for a dumpster rematch at Pick Your Poison between the Killer and Mike Leo? Is that where this is going now?
I hope so. I wouldn't mind seeing that match one more time.
It was a good match. And you know what? The Killer lost that match, but that was last season's Killer, who was completely unfocused. This is a little bit of a different Killer this season, so maybe this is the Killer's opportunity for revenge to, you know, redeem himself from that. Of course, people called him the dumpster dweller, and, you know, the Killer himself would refer to this when he named his Thunderdome team. He called it Team Rising Phoenix. He said that his team was going to rise from the ashes of a dumpster fire. So obviously, this has had a profound effect on the killer, this dumpster match loss to Mike Leo. Yes, what happened with Apocalypse, certainly, but the match itself. So maybe this is the killer's chance to defeat Mike Leo. If the killer can beat Mike Leo in this dumpster match, and Doom Train, you know the killer more than anyone, he's your blood brother, would this make the killer feel like that chapter of his career is over and he can move on to bigger and better things? Is this what he needs to kind of exercise that demon, so to speak?
See, he's been down and out since last season. I got a chance to talk to him a little bit in the, you know, in the pre, before this season started, and he promised me he's going to go out with a bang this time. And he wants to close old chapters. Well, it shows that APOC is scared, or whatever he wants to call himself, is not wanting to sign the contract. Well, now since Mike Leo wants to sign this contract, you know, you think it would put him at, his mind back at ease, saying, hey, I beat my demon. Time to move on. Time to look at the bigger picture and go for a title. You know, maybe it's his season again. Maybe he can become a two-time champion. Hardly doubtful.
Sounds good, Doom Train. But what if Mike Leo doubles down and defeats the killer again in a dumpster match? What does that do to the killer's psyche? Does he have to go back to the therapist?
He's still seeing a therapist as far as I know.
Okay. There you have it.
Well, that therapist is a whole new therapist because we all see what he did to his last therapist on national live TV. He dumped him up and he choke bombed him. And well,
yeah,
you know,
as far as I know, that resulted in a pretty hefty settlement, but we won't get into that right now. Speaking of settlements and insurance disasters, I mean, a very unfortunate situation would occur this past Tuesday when Testimony of Truth would come back out. I mean, we thought that he kind of got what he needed to say off his chest, but no, he would come back out and he would single out a fan who was dressed in a Carrito mask. I mean, this fan bought a ticket to the show just trying to have a good time. Yes, the fan was kind of, I guess, heckling Testimony a little bit, but, you know, he's got a right to do that as a fan. Well, Testimony of Truth would challenge this fan to jump the barricade, something that you never should do, but nonetheless, it happened, and he would assault this fan, ended up hitting him with a pile driver, busting him open, you know, doing serious damage from what I understand to this man's neck. We would get security to come and intervene. It took quite a few security guards to get Testimony of Truth to stop attacking this fan who was dressed as Carrito. And again, we hear Testimony demanding that Carrito sign this weapons match contract. A very unfortunate situation. We hope that this fan is able to recover from this. We still don't know the situation between Carrito and Testimony, if this match is going to happen at Pick Your Poison. Maybe this is the inspiration, I hate to say it, that Carrito needed to do this, you know, get back at Truth for what he did to one of his fans.
I just want to say, I know my brother better than anyone. He is a loose cannon, but he appreciates the applause the fans give him every week. It's a relief from that mental pressure that he's usually under. And by Testimony of Truth calling out one of his loyal people who purchased Carrito masks, who purchased maybe even Carrito shirts, and publicly humiliating what Carrito stands for, gets under Carrito's skin like nothing else. And I hope that Carrito publicly announces this match is going to take place, because I know Testimony of Truth, despite what he says, does not have the fortitude to stand one-on-one with my brother.
See,
yeah, I mean, Carrito is your brother. I hope you can get to him, Dexter. I mean, he's kind of been silent on this point. We know he challenged Testimony to that tag match, but he never agreed or acknowledged this weapons match that's on the table for Pick Your Poison. You know, maybe you can convince him to sign it.
I hope I can, and I think, like I said, I think this is a big wake-up call, because not, like I said before, earlier tonight, not everybody knows the extent the Firestarters are willing to go to prove a point. Testimony of Truth, as much as the fans dislike him, is already towing the line of the Firestarters. Do whatever you think is necessary. And that's why he pulled that fan out of the crowd, because he thought it was necessary to prove a point. Kurito, at his core, knows what that symbolizes, and I believe in my heart he will take Testimony of Truth up on that contract and settle this at Pick Your Poison.
I think that fan got what he deserved.
Tell me why you think he got what he deserved. He paid for a ticket.
See, that fan, he provoked Testimony. He was provoking somebody. If somebody provoked me, I'd pull him across the railing and I'd train wreck him. I'd have done the same exact thing as Testimony did to that Kurito fan. Don't provoke the Firestarters. We will strike back.
We've got a call.
Even if it means your paycheck, Drew. Even if it means somebody paying for a seat in the arena, just holding up a sign that says Doom Train sucks, you're going to pull him over the barricades and hit him with a derailleur?
Well, to be fair, it was this fan who did jump over the barricade, even though it was Testimony who was kind of egging him on. But, yeah, this is a very unfortunate situation. We never want to see this happen. You know, we love to see our wrestlers tear each other apart in the ring. We don't want to see the fans get hurt. And you know,
he had a point
Testimony
to prove.
Took it too far.
He had a point
to
prove,
line.
So he
got
went
else
out and
on
did
the
it.
Phone right now. Caller, who is this? You're live and uncut.
And the fans said, no one but.
Oh boy. Dark Side, welcome to Uncut.
Oh, Mark, what is with these rookies?
Hey, what about, you got a rookie, I don't know if you were listening earlier, your partner in this lethal lottery, Thane Bell.
I heard that. And, dude, what was that you said? His ego, my ego, collide, maybe
yeah.
We would be able to work together?
Exactly.
Yeah, of all these teams, exactly right. Of these four teams, I believe you're the team that's got to be voted least likely to work together in the yearbook.
Well, let's speak about these rookies. Mark, first you bring in Dylan Black.
Yes.
The Reaper himself.
The Sensation.
Oh. Trainee of mine. Thank you. You're welcome. Then you bring in Blitz. Taps out. First night.
Yes.
Trainee of mine. You're welcome. But, you know, I mean, after I helped train these guys, we rode up and down the Midwest, and we went up and down the East Coast. We traveled from New York to Florida, out to Ohio, West Virginia, and there was a fourth member of this crew. And we held many tag titles. I think his name was the Native Thane Bell.
Okay.
But Darkside, be real for a second. Are you trying to equate the bingo halls that y'all won tag team titles with to the professional arena known as GWA?
I've had many tag team partners in the past. Two since I've been in GWA. And if I remember correctly, Dexter, you might remember, Doom, yeah, whenever you're not eating whatever the hell it is you eat this week, and beat on whoever you're beating on. Are you still beating on Max? I lost track what the hell you two guys do. But, Mark, I mean, there's two tag teams that were sensations in GWA that I put together.
So are you prodigious? We the third.
About a season and a half.
So you're saying on the record, on uncut,
tournament.
You and Thane Bell will coexist in this tournament. Your egos will not get the better of you because this is a GWA. This is a whole new stage. You're saying that you're going to work together, and you're saying that you are going to win the tag team titles with Thane Bell.
I am confident me and Thane will work together and we will go after the hated and we will take those titles. Titles that should have been mine and a former tag team partners of mine a couple of seasons ago when we were supposed to take on the Fire Starters.
Well, look, you're also more confident that...
If
Doom Train,
you
say
remember
what?
Right, the Dark Side, I was aligned with you with Hardcore Inc. at one point. Then I dropped your ass because you were dead weight.
Wow.
Dead weight.
Dark Side. Yeah, well, look, I got to say, Dark Side, you're confident that you and Thane Bell can work together, but you're also confident that you were going to get one over on Mike Leo at Thunderdome, and that didn't happen. You were defeated. You were pinned by Mike Leo at Thunderdome. And, yes, I've been challenging you because you've dropped the ball, if you ask me. You made me eat my words. I told everyone you were going to give Mike Leo more competition than he could handle. Well, that didn't happen. So now, yes, one of these rookies that you claim to have trained, Dylan Black, is primed to take your spot. What do you have to say about that?
Dylan's got a couple more years to wait before he takes my spot. And speaking of Dylan, he wants to show that he's the greatest. Then you know what? Let Dylan know that at Pick Your Poison, it will be a hardcore submission match.
Wow. A hardcore submission match. That's interesting. Coming from the self-proclaimed hardcore champion who did defeat trainee, I guess, Blitz via submission this past week. So we'll see if Dylan Black accepts the challenge. I mean, that could be an interesting match. I don't think you want to lose via submission to the rookie sensation. I mean, you're saying he's a couple of years from taking your spot. If he defeated you in that kind of situation, I think his spot, rather your spot, would be his.
He's not taking anybody's spot. The only spot he's taking is the next spot on the bench sitting next to Leo and all the other losers.
Gee.
Well, Dylan Black was not a loser this past Tuesday. When he took on Brewer in a non-title match, this was Brewer's first match since winning the world title for the eighth time. And before the match, Brewer predicted it would be the hated who would hold all the gold in the company for some time. Well, maybe he's regretting that statement right now because it was not the hated's night. And Dylan Black would score the upset of the century. Imagine this, this rookie. Yes, he's had experience in the bingo halls, as Dexter would say, with the likes of Darkseid and others back in the day. Well, it doesn't matter. This is the GWA. This is the spotlight that you see. And Dylan Black would pin Brewer, I mean,
another cheater.
Unbelievable, monumental, epic, and yeah, Doom Train's going to call him a cheater, the Firestars are going to make all the excuses in the book, but look, Brewer tried to retreat, and Dexter talked about this, he tried to run away like he did against Veronica Moon, while Dylan Black, unlike Veronica Moon, would not accept the countout. He followed Brewer up the ramp, and to do so, he had to get past you, Doom Train. He actually had to fight off an attack by you. Imagine this. Dylan Black, the rookie, by himself, fights off both members of the Hated, the World Tag Team Champions, your World Champion, and your International Champion. He DDTs Brewer on the ramp. Back in the ring, he counters the Destiny Drop, and he pins your World Champion. Unbelievable. Unheard of. Unreal. This is insane.
Now, Doom, hold on one second. Mark, okay, he did that. He beat Brewer. I've beaten Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was for the title. He still hasn't held a world title yet. Okay, but
that is true.
Brewer, you know what? But Brewer, I don't use this word a lot.
But you also beat Brewer with the help of the round-the-clock contract.
Yeah, I know. You could say I cheated to win the title, but, you know, it happens. It's the GWA.
I'm saying what Dylan Black did was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in this company.
But he cheated. But he cheated. He was pulling the tights. Mark, I was ringside. I was watching. He had
he was not pulling the tights.
He was pulling those tights.
Oh,
he
was not.
Goodness.
No,
look,
I don't believe Doom Train should have been out there. Doom Train shouldn't have been out there to interfere in that match. Doom, I've known you for a couple years now. You should have stayed away. Dylan, he did good. Pulled the tights. You know, but hey, leverage is leverage. He's got to win over the world champion. Maybe next time he'll win the title. You never know.
Well, now the world champion is saying if Dillon can beat him again, he'll get a title match. What is this? I mean, this is cheap, if you ask me. He already did beat him. Why doesn't he get the title match now? He's got to beat him twice to get the title match.
Man,
so he has to beat him three times in total?
Is this the best of three?
What is happening here?
I was never going to... You know, hold on, wait a minute. Then get
best
on your
five.
Phone. I know you got multiple cell phones. Call Brewer, Mark. If Dillon Black gets another title or another shot and gets a title shot on that, if he wins, that should be made into a triple threat. I have never received my rematch for my title.
Well, take a number and get in line.
Hey, there's no rematches, kid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm almost speechless as to what Dillon Black is. It's hard for me to put into words how impressive this was. And I've been in the GWA for a long time. And yes, rookies have won the world title before, but you're talking about an 8-time champion, and he defeated Brewer with the hated, you know, Doom Train and Brewer together at ringside. This is incredible. This is to me surprise of the year so far. I don't know what's going to happen.
Let me put over Dillon Black. Nobody can say that they fended off two members of the Firestarters, both champions, both double champions at the same time, and end up with the pin. Veronica Moon got walked down on. Dillon Black walked out there, dragged Brewer's ass back to the ring, and made sure it got done. I will say that about Dillon Black. No matter what anybody says about him being lucky, pulling the tights, nobody has ever done that to Brewer. Brewer is the man who escaped around-the-clock contracts by walking away. Dillon Black said no, and he brought him right back to the ring despite amazing odds and still got the job done.
You know what, Dexter?
Dillon Black is the only
wrestler
to pin Brewer this season. Do you guys realize that? We're 10 weeks into the season. Dillon Black, the rookie, is the first one to pin the champion.
Well, as I was saying, Mark, what Dexter just brought to our attention, that Dillon has the gift, or Dillon did it without cheating. Okay, adding on to my stipulation for pick your poison, if Dillon beats me, I will give the boy credit is due.
Okay, I think we all need to do that. Let's finish up Spotlight here, because it wouldn't be the only upset. After this, we would see Max Rex go one-on-one with Doom Train. Non-title match, but the stipulation was if Rex was victorious, the street fight at Pick Your Poison would become an international title match. And what do we see? Max Rex about to pin Doom Train, in my opinion, when Doom Train got himself disqualified by using that international title as a weapon excessively. No choice but to call for the bell there. Rex would offer a handshake, but Doom Train were embarrassed at what just transpired. You spit at the man, which prompted him to lay you out with his finisher he calls the Fatality, and the show would end with him holding the international title high over his head, because, yes, at Pick Your Poison, we know, Max Rex gets a shot at the international title against you, Doom Train, in a street fight. And I guess whatever was forming as far as some kind of alliance between you two is out the window right now.
See, this is why you don't hand a dumb 7-foot-tall man a contract in the GWA. He thinks he can run over the place and try to cheat and 1-1 over this man. He still didn't pin me. This time, coming in to Pick Your Poison is a street fight. I'm in my element.
But you can't get yourself disqualified.
See, don't piss me off. Maybe things won't happen.
Mark, don't piss off Doom Train. He might start his period and cry. Doom, but you're losing against Max. He's taking the title from you, man. I mean, look at him. It's a street fight. You should know street fights, but you also know anybody can lose at any time in the GWA.
And how many times have I walked out when everybody counted me short? And how many times have I walked out as a victor in so many different scenarios? Everybody thought Johnson could beat me. Johnson could beat me in the parking lot. I beat him.
Well, all right. Your match of the night on Spotlight was, of course, Dillon Black versus Brewer. And as we wrap up here, I just want to reiterate and mention what we have so far lined up for Pick Your Poison, of course, for the international title. Now we know what we Doom Train versus Max Rex in a street fight. We know that the Killer and Mike Leo perhaps have a dumpster match. As far as I know, this one hasn't been officially signed yet, but they have agreed to it this past week. So that will be a rematch from last season's Nuclear Winter, the Killer and Mike Leo. We know Testimony of Truth challenged Carrito to a weapons match. Will that be accepted? We say Dexter, he thinks that he can get his brother to sign the contract, so it may happen. That remains to be seen. And then we've got just previously on Uncut, not long ago, Dexter Point challenging Thane Bell to a wrestling match at Pick Your Poison. Thane Bell, of course, has yet to respond. We also heard just minutes ago, Darkseid challenging Dillon Black to a hardcore submissions match. So we'll see if Dillon takes that. And now we have another match that was signed. And I wanted to mention this, our newest member of the GWA roster, a man by the name of Austin Alexander. He was the hottest free agent on the market, just signed his contract with the company, and he's going to be taking on the Beast, Rob White, in a no DQ match. So there you go. The new wave continues. And at Pick Your Poison, we're really going to see it play out. Any parting words, gentlemen?
Everybody on Sunday, because I'll be there to kick your ass.
Okay.
I want Thane Bell to think about what he's doing when he calls out veterans of the ring who have proven themselves time and time again to a wrestling match. One of the most, like I said, I am one of the most acclaimed superstars that have ever stepped foot in the ring. When you're calling out someone like me, I hope he contemplates the damage it can do to his career if he doesn't come away with a win. If he comes away with a win, bless his heart. But if he doesn't, what is that going to do to his psyche? What is that going to do to his fan base? He needs to comprehend those kind of implications.
Well, there you have it. We'll see if Thane Bell does accept the contract put out there by Dexter as well as the other outstanding challenges for Pick Your Poison. I mean, we say the inmates run the asylum. It's the reason why we say that. You know, it's such an unpredictable time. It only happens once per year, the only night where wrestlers make their own matches, and they really get a lot of mileage out of this, as they should. Of course, we also have now this 14 tournament, in my opinion. CJ and Dexter looking good. Darkseid confident he can coexist with Thane Bell. We also have Max Rex and Rob White on the team, as well as Blitz and the tag team specialist Mike Leo. So who knows how that's going to play out. The winner of that four-team tournament receiving a title shot at the Hated for those World Tag Team titles. Well, this has been a hell of an uncut. We will see you this Sunday for Showcase. Thanks for listening. So long, everyone.